Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The backstage kind of like, it's kind of like a green roomy area where like everybody is who is there that day, and everybody is acting normal. And I'm just kind of standing in the corner with my publicist. And I remember my publicist was like trying to have a conversation with me. And I was like, I think I'm going to pass out. I just might pass out. I don't know if I can do this. Can I leave? Do I have to be?
Everyone's got their thing. Coming at you 5 days a week, every morning. It's the Fanatics Podcast. No, it's not. It's The View on ABC. But we'll get to that in a second. Don't you wish Fanatics was on every day? I mean, honestly, guys, you could. Just click play on any of our wonderful episodes, and it could feel like it's constantly going. Speaking of constantly going, I'm talking a lot, aren't I? I'm one of your hosts, David Magadoff, and with me is my wonderful co-host, Claire Kramer. Hi, Claire.
Hi, David. I almost was just going to see how long you went, you know, just let you take it. Take it for a run, a spin.
Would you believe I don't actually drink coffee? This is just a natural way I am.
I don't believe it. Then okay? You must be addicted to, what is it, taurine? The stuff that's in Red Bull, taurine, right?
I just learned a new word. I'm not a caffeine guy. I like chocolate, though.
You do like chocolate?
I do.
There's caffeine in there.
That's true. Maybe that's it. I do have chocolate every day. That's it. We figured it out.
Dark chocolate, just like the episode about dark chocolate that we did.
With Julia Jones, co-star on Dexter New Blood. Yes, I like dark chocolate, not as much as she does, but I really, really, really do like dark chocolate. I can't do milk chocolate. We talked about this, I'm sure, but you're a dark chocolate fan as well, Claire, right?
I am definitely a dark chocolate. I can do milk chocolate. I do not care for white chocolate, though.
That's not chocolate.
Let's rename that at a later date. Anyway, what's happening today, David? Tell us.
We have on one of your very dear friends, Claire Kramer, Miss Julie Benz from so many things. You know her especially as Rita from the original Dexter series. We can't get rid of this Dexter thing, can we? And we like it.
No. I love it.
we love it. And we also know her, of course, from Buffy and Angel and Desperate Housewives and so many other wonderful TV shows and movies. And she came on to talk about her love of the television program The View.
The View. She literally has never missed an episode.
So I know Julie, of course, from Dexter, the original series, is Rita, his then wife. I won't tell you what happened, but then again, the show has been on for a long time, so she was wonderful on that show and charming and lovely. And only through you do I now know her. And now she's here today. So basically, how do you know Julie, Claire? You guys are like really good friends.
We've known each other for about 20 some years. We originally met, although we were never on the show at the same time, through Buffy and Angel and all our appearances that we did over the years. We've been able to travel the world together.
And she's one of my BFFs, and I think she's really funny.
And fun to be around. I don't think in our 22, 23-year history we've ever even had a disagreement. So she's awesome. And I could tell you many, many funny stories, some appropriate for this podcast and some not. But you know, I guess that's its own episode also.
Ooh, right? I want the very inappropriate ones. We're not going to talk about any of that today. We're only going to deep dive into The View. So get out your favorite Barbara Walters wig and take a listen. Julie, do you ever dream of Joy Behar?
I do. I dream of Joy.
Really?
They're my friends. I swear. I feel like they're my friends. I feel like they're my family. I feel like the cast of The View is like the sisters and the aunts and the best friends that you want in your life.
Beautiful.
I'm obsessed.
For anybody who doesn't know, for anyone who hasn't seen The View, first of all, describe who Joy is and the other friends, if you will, and what the show is about, and give us a little encapsulation of The View.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think there's anybody on the planet who doesn't know The View. It's been on for 25 years. 25 years.
That's a long time.
It's a really long time.
It could rent a car.
Yeah, I mean, it's old enough to drink. So Barbara Walters started it, and it's a multi-generational show that talks about like socio-political events and entertainment news. And it's usually at the table, there's five women, and then there's always a guest and different guests that come on that they interview. But they have a thing called Hot Topics where they all weigh in on like current events, and they do a great kind of cross-section of different political beliefs as well. So you usually have your very conservative, you know, to the right, and then you have your very radical liberal to the left. And I don't know, I've from day one, I remember when it premiered, it was a big deal. I made sure I was home at 10 a.m. and tuned into ABC to watch it. Like, it's just been a part of my life for 25 years.
Okay, so you said day one, right? Mm-hmm. What were you like, I gotta watch this from day one? Because there's so many talk shows that come out. Do you tend to give every talk show a shot, or was it something about Barbara in there, or something about Star Jones? Like, who was it, the thing that got you watching initially?
I mean, I love Barbara Walters. I've been a big fan of her for years. I'm so obsessed with Barbara Walters that I got a Havanese because she has Havanese's. Like, that's how
deep it goes.
That's how deep it goes.
Is that a kind of dog?
Yeah, it's a kind of dog.
Okay.
and because Barbara Walters had a Havanese, I had to have a Havanese. Like, that's, you know, my obsession. And then Meredith Vieira, she was one of the original hosts. And I just really loved her. I just loved, like, she was a working mom with a family. And just, I don't know, she just seemed like, I don't know. I mean, she's not old enough to be my mom. But, like, she just seemed like that aunt or that, like, older mentor that you would wish you had in your life.
And 25 years ago, this was before, obviously, DVR and recording, you know, digital mm-hmm. recordings. So you actually had to either be live or you had to have a VHS tape.
Yeah.
What was your standard practice with making sure you, because you've seen most episodes?
I've seen almost every episode. And I've watched repeats too. This is embarrassing.
Wow. No, it's not embarrassing. It's,
wow.
It's amazing.
It's
and
beautiful.
We want to know everything about it. Tell me about your process back then and how your process of viewing has changed over the decades.
Okay. Well, back then I would have to record it on a VHS, and if I wasn't home. If I wasn't working on a show, I would try to be home. I would, you know, coordinate my gym schedule, my shower schedule, my grocery store schedule, all my errands around when The View was on. And because it's always on at 10 a.m., they've been consistent in their time slot. So fairly easy to know that what I'm doing at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you know, I'm watching The View. But in the beginning, yes, I had to record on VHS. And then it was DVR. Now it's so great because I can pretty much watch it anytime. Although I still like to watch it live because Google knows that I love The View. And so sometimes I get like little Google news messages about like if there was a fight or something and I missed it and I get so upset. So I like to watch it live and experience the arguments amongst the women myself.
What is the most epic disagreement or argument or, you know, opposing forces, I guess, over the years?
Over the years, I mean, I think when Rosie Perez was on, she did it for a year. I loved her and I just loved everything about Rosie Perez. And it wasn't so much that she was controversial. It just was like, just her delivery and her outlook on life and everything was just so awesome. Obviously, recently, there was a lot of fights between Joy Behar and Meghan McCain, which was always awesome to watch. it was kind of fun.
When they fight, are you the happiest, or is it when they get along you're the happiest, or just a balance of both?
It's a balance of both, because sometimes when they fight, it's like upsetting, because it's like watching, you know, like your family members fight. You get like, oh, just stop fighting. Like, however, I will say, because I do not share Meghan's politics, I was normally on the side of Joy. And then Meghan would get really upset. I have to say, it's very hard to be the conservative on that show.
Because yeah,
you are one conservative with pretty much four moderate to liberal hosts.
So there's a liberal Jew inside of your small, tiny frame.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes. And I just think Joy is so smart. Now, I was on the show. I've been on it twice. And it was such a bizarre experience for me sitting on the couch. I was on with Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Barbara Walters, Sherry Shepherd, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And before the show, both times, both Sherry and Elizabeth came and talked to me. They knew, like, I mean, I was like a deer in headlights backstage, like, oh my God, like Barbara Walters.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Were you telling your reps, I got to get on The View, or did they,
no.
Or were your reps like, hey, we just got a slot. You want to do this? And did you pee a little bit and say yes?
Well, no, I actually said, no, I don't want to do it, because I was like, I'm not going to be able to talk, because I was such a fan of the show. And it was, I had this weird like outer body experience. Like there I was on the couch sitting next to Barbara Walters. And I was just like, so bizarre.
Like, what was the first thing you said to Barbara?
I don't even remember. It's one of those things where you kind of switch into autopilot. And my segments, at least, were fast. I was not a two-segment guest. I was just a one-segment guest.
Aspirations for the future.
For the future. But I just remember sitting, and she's sitting right next to me. And I was, like, looking at her, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm sitting next to Barbara Walters. This is it. Like, I made it. I can die now. But they fire the questions off at you so fast. And the first time I was there to promote Rambo and Dexter, and then the second time I was there to promote No Ordinary Family and Desperate Housewives. So, you know, I also wanted to make sure that I did justice to what I was there to promote. So because like you do a pre-interview with the producers, and then they run through like Joy's going to ask you this, and then Sherry's going to ask you this, and then Barbara's going to pipe in about this. And then, so because I knew like the format and how, what was going to be said and what questions they were going to ask, it was really, I could just go like, okay, just go from question to question to question to question, and don't veer off course, because I'm just going to melt, like have a complete meltdown.
Okay, let's go back to before you came out.
Yeah, we want to flesh out this whole thing.
Yeah, I need like play-by-play details. So you're backstage, Elizabeth comes up to you, introduces herself, and who else did you say came
out? Sherry Shepherd.
Okay, so tell me about that moment, and then let's talk about the walk to the couch.
So Sherry and Elizabeth, I think they, well, I had met Sherry previously, like years before. So she came back to say hi. And then Elizabeth came over and introduced herself and immediately put me at ease because she could, I mean, I think she took my hand and like I was just like, I had like sweaty palms and like I was just like, I looked at her and I was like, I am terrified. And she's like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. And she's like, just look at me. Just look at me. If, you know, just look at me and Sherry, like just, you know, because she understood what it was like to come into.
Yeah, she, I mean, she's from Survivor, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
And to, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, who I grew up just watching and loving. I mean, I remember when, you know, prior to her doing Color of Purple, when she was doing stand-up and like, you know, I remember watching her stand-up specials. And so just the fact that like I was going to be having a conversation with her and then Joy, who I've loved from the show, and then Barbara, I mean, Elizabeth really understood like where I was coming from. So she made me feel so relaxed and calm. And then I was backstage and it's the backstage kind of like, it's kind of like a green roomy area where like everybody is who is there that day and everybody is acting normal. And I'm just kind of standing in the corner with my publicist. And I remember my publicist was like trying to have a conversation with me. And I was like, I think I'm going to pass out. I just might pass out. I don't know if I can do this. Can I leave? Do I have to be here? Like, I can't do this. Then the announcement walked out and it's just really like bizarre. And I think because the first time I did it, I had black hair because I was doing a movie. So I almost felt like I was a different person, that I wasn't Julie. So I kind of just clipped into that.
That's interesting. You know, it was just that like, you like I compartmentalized. Leaned into that. Yeah. And,
yeah. I was just like, okay, you're no longer Julie Benz, the person. You are now Julie Benz, the actor. And so it was like, play the character.
Did you ever tell them, any of them, like, I watch you every day? Or did you keep that to yourself?
I did tell Barbara. I did get a picture with Barbara afterwards. And I gave her a big hug and was like, thank you so much. This was just such a dream for me to be on the show. And she was like, you're so sweet. And she took a picture with me. Joy was the most intimidating out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah, her process is she doesn't really talk to you backstage. But I also think I was really giving off some like weird fangirl vibe. So I am like weird fangirl stalker vibe, maybe.
Like, don't go near that one. Let that one sort of stew in her own, her own recipe. I'm going to talk to her a little bit later on the show.
Yeah, and Whoopi was really lovely. But yeah, and then the second time I went back, I remember that Barbara was obsessed with the fact that I played a lesbian on Desperate Housewives and that I had kissed Dana Delaney. And that's all she wanted to talk about. Like, all she wanted to talk about was, like, kissing a girl. And I was, you know, I was like, Barbara, have you ever kissed a girl? Like,
Has she ever kissed a girl?
It was really fun.
Did you ask her that?
No. I didn't ask.
Oh, I'm like, I love that it's possible that you went from like idolizing these people that you bring into your house every day for years to like you get to be on the show and say to Barbara Walters, have you ever kissed a girl?
Have you kissed a girl?
You never know.
No, but she was like, I do remember like the rest of the women were like, Barbara is obsessed with like the idea that like you kissed a girl. Like, so I was just like, okay.
We all have a thing. That's what we can have Barbara on for Fanatics. Yeah. Just about girls kissing. You never know.
Yeah. I mean,
you
never
know.
Barbara, I got paid.
Awesome. There's a script.
The great thing about television and like especially a show like The View, which has been 25 years, like you said, like crazy long time, is each morning, you know, you're not going out to a theater to watch The View. These people are coming into your home, into your intimate space, you know, while you eat, while you drink, while you sit on the couch, relaxing, whatnot. Have you gotten to the point where you talk back to them during
their
conversations?
All the time.
And what does that look like?
All the time. I mean, well, now I have to watch it in my office because it was the past 2 years with my husband working from home. It annoys him. He's not a fan of The View. So I now have to watch it in my little office. And, oh, yeah, I mean, there's times where I'm like, especially when they have a conservative on, where I'm just like, no, and I start yelling at the TV sometimes. And or sometimes, you know, like I'm obsessed with Sunny Hostin. I think she's just, I mean, she's gorgeous and she's smart and she's just, I don't know, everything she says out of her mouth sounds amazing. And I just feel like her and I need to be friends. Mm-hmm. I know, I think she goes to Martha's Vineyard every summer. I'm like, can I be invited?
Yeah, I think you should.
I want to go to Martha's Vineyard.
So would you, if they were like, you know what, we need to add, we're replacing so-and-so, not the conservative position, but another one of the, you know, host positions.
No, you would not do it?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, that was pretty adamant.
That would be horrible.
No, I don't think so. No,
you would be great.
But why? What's your initial like instinct to say why? No.
Yeah, no. First of all, I don't think I have the intellectual acumen to go toe-to-toe with some of the women on there. You know, I am just an actress.
No.
Whoopi Goldberg was just a stand-up, you know, and then things happen.
Well, I know, but she has a lot of life experience.
She does.
Yeah. And I don't think I could do it. Like I said, if I were to ever have to go back, I mean, it would be a terrifying experience again for me. It's just because I have a connection with them that they don't have with me.
Well, not yet. Not yet. We're working on that. That's why we're gonna bump you up to a two-segment. Yes,
a two-segment.
Yes.
You mentioned you now have to watch the show in your office, but did you initially try to convert your husband, Rich, to watch? And how did that go?
I did. He was not on board with it at all. It's just not his thing, you know? I mean, he prefers CNN or soccer. Like, it's just not his thing.
What red-blooded American man doesn't want to watch 4 to 6 women every morning for an hour plus? I feel like he's missing out, but who knows? Everyone's different.
Yeah, I think he thinks they argue too much.
No.
But that's the point of the show, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Look, he doesn't like it when people talk over people. I'm a talker over her. I'm sure you all realize that in this podcast. I talk over you guys. And so... it's upsetting to him when people talk over each other, and they do talk over each other on the show. So,
are you an East Coast person, Julie? Did you grow up on the East Coast?
I did. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh is kind of like Midwest East Coast.
You know what, though? I'm telling you, East Coast people, we all talk over each other and have no problem with it. Like, when my wife comes in with my family and we're all hanging out and chatting, she has to really detox after because it's just an over-talking group, and she grew up West Coast. How about you, Claire? Just now we're getting on that moment.
Oh, well, I'm an over-talker also, but yeah.
Is that Ohio,
I'm also,
though?
You know, Ohio. So yeah. we come from that same area of like, I'm going to be heard no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think like for me, that's why the show, The View, resonates with me, because I grew up, I mean, I had a fairly large family. There were 5 of us in the family, three kids and parents, but then I had a huge extended family. And I just remember at like holiday gatherings as a kid, listening to the adults talk about politics and argue, and, you know, there'd be screaming matches, but then everybody would like get along after. So I think that's what resonates with me with the show. Why I like it so much is hearing all the different opinions, because I grew up in that kind of environment.
There's a lot of morning shows out there, and they don't have terribly different formats than The View. But is it Barbara, like the anchor, that's what makes the show so appealing to you? Or is it just also the loyalty you have now that you've invested 25 years?
I mean, I am fully invested at this point. All the other shows are knockoffs, I have to tell you. This, The View was the first time, the first show that took 5 women and put them on a talk show. That was like the first one. And yes, my loyalty was because of Barbara at first. Now, Barbara hasn't been on in a long time, but I'll watch like some of the other shows, and they just don't seem to have that chemistry and the rapport that the women of The View have. And even when they bring in new hosts, I mean, there's been quite a few people that just came in for like a year or two to host, and it didn't work out, and then they were gone. It still was great morning chemistry. That makes sense.
Yeah. Julie, I'm a big Mets fan, and I'm always curious to see what the lineup is going to be for every game. And I definitely have my ideal lineup. What is your ideal View lineup, if you could make the all-star lineup, what's the one that you turned it on, you're like, this is the group that I want to see?
Oh, I wish Meredith Vieira would come back. I mean, I would love Meredith Vieira and Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. Oh, and Barbara Walters and Sunny Hostin. I love Sarah Haynes, who's on right now as well. So, but there needs to be a conservative in there, and there is no conservative. That's when the sparks fly.
So who's your conservative choice?
I mean, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, like, she was so lovely to me. I mean, we have very, very different politics, but she's a really nice person. So, and I don't know Meghan McCain, but I actually liked it when she was on. I was kind of sad to see that she was leaving. I know she felt bullied. At least that's what they, you know, I read all the gossip too, guys. Like, I follow the gossip.
Sure.
I know she felt like bullied and like it was like not a good work environment for her. And it makes me sad because I thought she was good to get the conservative perspective. She was very articulate in how she presented her arguments. She was a little bit woe is me sometimes, which, you know, can get a little frustrating. But I thought she really added an important element to the show that is missing now. Like, they don't have that now. So,
who has never been a host? You know, maybe they've been on as a guest, but they haven't hosted. Who you think would be like an awesome addition if they're looking in the future to replace one of the hosts?
Or a person in your own life that's not famous that you're just like, man, Cindy, you would be great as a host on The View.
I think Claire would be great as a host on The View.
She would.
I think she could keep up with the women and like fire back. And
I agree.
I think Claire would be awesome. Who would I? Well, you know, they have Anna Navarro on. She kind of comes on, I think, on Fridays because Whoopi doesn't work on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. So Anna fills in and I really like her a lot. She's very spicy and fiery. And I like that when she says things that like you're thinking that you can't believe it. Like somebody actually said it on TV. You're like, oh my God, I was thinking that. And then, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Claire would be my
I answer. Vote Claire.
I want Claire to be on The View.
I am flattered, honored, and yeah.
Hashtag very, Claire on The View.
Listen, I wouldn't say no. So it's funny. I was just sitting there thinking because you said something that really resonated with me. You said this was the first time they put five or six women around a table to discuss political issues and social issues on television. It came on, I guess, in 93. What do you think The View has done to progress, like, women's voices, women's rights, anything like that?
Oh,
you know, it's entertainment, but it certainly serves a higher purpose.
I think they've done so much. I think aside from seeing all the other shows that have spun off of it, you know, because you have, like, The Talk and you have God, there's so many other shows that have come about because of the women from The View.
The Real and the, oh my gosh, yes, there's a litany.
Yeah. But just giving weight to a woman's voice in the world, like seeing yourself reflected on television is so important. And I mean, we still don't have a female late night talk show host, do we?
No.
Is there one?
We've
had...
Not a major network, right. But I think Peacock has a lady. Of
course. Well, Chelsea Handler. That's a different type of show.
And Chelsea Handler as well.
But
yeah.
we don't have yeah. one on network television. That's
correct.
The thing. Even Chelsea was on. Was she on E?
Yeah, she was on E.
She was on E. So we don't have that female driven late night talk show, and even like the daytime, it was like Regis. And Kathy Lee, and then Regis and Kelly, and then Kelly and Michael, and then Kelly and Ryan. Like, we've never had just all women. And so the fact that, like, The View is just all women as hosts. Very rarely, I mean, every once in a while, they'll have a man come on to be a guest host.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, the men come on, and they're just the guest. So,
Julie, you rewatch the episodes.
I do.
That,
I like
what
ones.
That is a fan. What is it that makes you rewatch? Is it just because later on you're on the treadmill and you just need something to watch? Or will you be like, I need to process what they were talking about with the, you know, exile of this head of state or whatever, you know? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, Sometimes I will rewatch because I'm like, I need to take it in again to really process like my thoughts on what I had watched. And then I'll rewatch it to really kind of process my thought process. Other times just for the entertainment of it. I mean, when Rosie O'Donnell was on and her and Elizabeth Hasselbeck would like go at it. I mean, you would just rewatch just to watch the fights.
You know, there's also something about like, for me, like comfort television, you know, having like putting something on while I'm doing work or while I'm doing, you know, cooking, or I don't really cook, so that's not true, but you know, doing whatever, something that you don't have to pay 100% attention to. You can, it's just sort of in the background. That's what family is. That's what The View, you've said, is to you, you know?
Listen, it's going to go down in history as one of the best daytime talk shows ever because it's 25 years.
Okay, so I have one like sort of question. We're sort of at the end, but tell me about the feeling when you go to turn on the power button on the remote that you get inside. I mean, I know when I'm excited about something, I get a specific like adrenaline rush. Does that happen to you when you are about to watch The View?
You know, I think at this point for me, watching The View is like putting on like my favorite sweater and just sitting down and feeling like hugged. It's like, it's more like this gentle hug. Like if I miss it, if I happen to like I missed it yesterday live because I had to go to the dentist, and it just, my day felt all off. It just didn't feel right. I didn't know how to think, what to think about what happened in the news. Like, I really look forward to like, if something happens like the day before, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch The View and see what their response is, you know, see who I'm aligned with in the thought process of it.
They're like your guiding star, your northern light. Yes. How do you feel if you, I mean, I don't think this has happened. Have you ever missed them for a week?
Yeah, well, sometimes. If I'm traveling overseas and stuff, yeah.
Will you really feel pretty off?
Yeah. It's not my life isn't, you know, it's not normal. I have a couple of friends who are also diehard View fans, and they post on Facebook all the time about like what happened, and then so I feel like, okay, I stay connected to that.
This is a good question. Do you like talking about The View with other people who like The View, or is it really more than anything else just a personal thing for yourself and you don't need to share it?
It's a big mix of both. I mean, okay. It has to be the right type of person who appreciates it the way I do. It can't, I don't want somebody like bashing it. I don't want like, it's got to be the person who just really loves the same way I love.
Yeah, you don't want someone trying to change your mind. You put in 25 years. Like, yeah.
And at this point, my mind's not going to change. Mm-hmm. So,
was there ever a time, Julie, where you were, you know, sometimes we're just like, I got to find a chocolate cupcake right now or I'm going to go berserk, and you get in the car and you like drive all around town. Has there ever been that moment for you with The View where you just needed it and you couldn't get it?
Quest. I call those things quests.
I've never not been able to get it because it, well, that's not true.
Well, now it's online, so it's much easier.
Now it's
easier.
Online, yeah. Because I was going to say, I did a 14-day quarantine in Canada when I went to shoot a movie during the pandemic. And I mean, it was like the highlight of my morning to sit down and watch The View. It was like my social life was like, you know, because I was like by myself in a hotel room for 14 days. So that 10 a.m. hour became so important. It was like, don't text me. Don't call me. Like, I wouldn't answer the phone if my husband called. I was like, don't, like, because this is like, I need this to feel like a normal human while I'm in a hotel room for 14 days, you know, trying not to go crazy. But I will say, so I did a movie like probably must have been 10 years ago in Bulgaria. And obviously it wasn't on in Bulgaria. And I did feel like when I came back, I felt like I had missed so much of
life,
The View in my life. Yeah. Like I felt like there was this huge hole in my life that like I had to fill up. And like try to watch those old episodes and see what I missed. And like, because it was just, I could not go forward living my life without knowing what I missed during those 3 weeks I was gone, 3-4 weeks I was gone.
Well, you're here. Your feet are in America. God bless. Amazing. Julie, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for giving us a view into your heart. No pun. Can you please regale us with a love letter for that thing that you love the most?
Okay. Dear The View, thank you for being my friend for the last 25 years, for being the cozy sweater that I put on every morning to start my day. And thank you for encouraging me to take a little time to enjoy the view. Love, Julie.
Yay. Oh my gosh. So good.
Barbara smiling.
And now I realize you've been friends with The View longer than me, and I'm a little bit upset by that. I'm at 20 years or 21. I don't know when, 2000 or 2001. But The View's at 25. I will never be able to catch The View.
And by the way, don't make me choose.
No, I would never.
Don't ever make me choose.
No, but
it's a hard choice.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I've never seen The View, maybe other than a few clips online. I have pictures in my head of like Rosie O'Donnell leading the show and Whoopi leading the show and Barbara leading the show and a Joy Behar, like, oh, what Joy said. But in general, I've never really seen it. And it's so charming how much Julie adores it. And I get the family aspect of it just being there in the background or really engaging. I really get it, even though I've never seen it. And I think that's what I took away from this one.
Do you think you'll go and watch a couple episodes now? If you find yourself at home on a weekday around 10 a.m., you think you may turn on the television?
No, I have no interest in hearing.
Didn't win you over that much.
No. I have no interest in seeing it. But I get it because I am, the more she kept talking about it, I realized that's how I am with the New York Mets. When the Mets games are on, and it's a 162-game schedule, so this isn't like a 16-game football schedule. They're on almost every day when the season's going. And I am very aware every day of when it's on. And I have a very happy actor life. God bless. Thank you, the Lord, that I can be at home a lot of days and just sort of have it on the background or have it on the radio when I'm driving. And it really is, I think, my version of The View, of the way my broadcasters are. I think of them almost similarly to the way she thinks of these ladies. I get it. I get it. I totally get it.
They're your family. They're your unassuming family.
My family.
They don't judge. Yeah. What did you say? Your family?
My family. My friends and family. I wish I was friends or family with them, but they're just my, I don't know what the word is, my Tamily, my TV family.
Yeah. You're Tamily. I like that.
Are you my Pamily? Because you're my podcast co-host.
I guess I'm your Pamily. Yeah, that works. No, you know, it's interesting. It did make me want to tune in because my morning routine, especially during the school year, is get up, get the kids going, you know, check emails, take them to school, drink some coffee, and dive into work. And I really think I need to leave some time for Claire care, their self-care, Claire care. And maybe The View could help me do that, you know, like a little escapism in the middle of a work day. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give it a try, David. I'll report back.
All I'm thinking about now is how do we parlay Claire care into some great, you know, huge business in the same way that what was the Tupperware parties? What was that thing called? Is it Avon? What am I?
Amway.
I want to do an
detergent.
Yeah, I want to do an Amway style business with Claire Care. If that's okay, is this a bad takeaway from this outro?
No, I think Claire Care definitely, you know, it works.
And we'll put commercials on The View, and that's how we circle it back.
Yes, I love it. And Julie can be our spokesperson.
Perfect. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoy us the same way that Julie enjoys The View, that we are your family. We are people there for you. Please listen and like and subscribe and follow. And if you see 5 stars to click on, please click on that. We appreciate that. The love is felt over here. Guys, we'll see you next Thursday. Enjoy your day. Adios.
Adios.
And coming up next week is the fabulous Jackie Zabrowski. You know her from Page 7 and the LPN show, which is, of course, the Last Podcast Network show. She's also on Twitch. Jackie is coming on to talk about her love of polyamorous and polygamous reality television. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @WeAreFanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, FANADDICTS. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Oh, it's such a nice view with me, Julie, and you. And Barbara can come too.
And I guess Meghan McCain.